Hugh McFadden, your demeanour here, you're disappointed, obviously. You came up here to Croke Park tonight and you gave a good account of yourselves, but you've still lost the game.
Yeah, look, you know, you said it yourself. We're not too happy, unfortunately. You know, we came down here with a serious ambition of getting 2 points at Croke Park, and once again, we're going back up the road empty-handed, you know. Seems to be the trend of the last 3 weeks, you know. We put in decent performances, but we have nothing to show for it. But, you know, we're going to battle on now and look to build towards the Kildare game in Ballyshannon 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, you trailed by 6 points at half-time. Did you show the Dubs a bit too much respect in the first half, do you think?
We had no intentions of showing them any respect. Like, I don't think we sat off them intentionally. Just one or two things didn't work out, and they found a few openings very easy. One or two of their players got a few handy scores, and there was a wee bit of a malfunction in our system, if you want to put it. And so, that was sorted out at half-time, and we pushed up and we put in a more aggressive, definitely, performance in the second half, and we got ourselves back to 1 point, and probably a 2 or 3 point game right up until the extra time. And unfortunately, when we had to really squeeze on to try to get a goal, they picked off one or two handy scores that to open the margin at the end probably didn't do us any justice.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of men stepped up in that second half, particularly some of the younger players, Jamie Brennan, Stephen McBrearty, really Tony McLennan, really pushing it at the Dubs.
We know the caliber of player we have in our squad, and now the rest of the country hopefully start to see it. You know, Tony McLenaghan, Steve McBerty, Owen Bang Galler, and Jimmy Brennan all done very well. Niall O'Donnell came on the bench and showed a wee bit of class, and Caelan McGonagall came on and plucked off one or two massive balls, and they put the ties on Brian Fenton for a wee while. And we have a lot of other quality players that are out injured at the moment, and they'll come back and add a bit to their squad. But these men applied themselves very well, don't get me wrong. As we all do, they have one or two things to learn moving forward, and those one or two things now would help us see out the game. But the boys done well tonight.
Yeah, it's a strange one, Hugh, because you've 3 games gone, you've no points, but yet you do have a lot of positives, 3 encouraging performances, but I suppose moral victories won't get you too far.
No, you just said it there. Moral victories won't get us too far. Look, I hope that Donegal fans would have something to cheer about and support over the last 3 weeks. We've put in big efforts last week. Listen, we probably definitely should have got something out of the game with the amount of shorts and the wides that we kicked, and this week it was right up there. Now, you know, you could argue which way it should have went, but we're going to look now to build towards 4 games in the National League that are left, and we're going to try to win the 4 of them. If we get up to the levels to keep us up in Division 1, well and so. If not, we're going to have to bite the bullet and take the responsibility, but we're going to put all our efforts in now, put in a massive performance and in Kildare for the people of Donegal.
Yeah, but before you go to Ballyshannon and play Kildare, you have a McKenna Cup final against Tyrone next week. Be nice to get a bit of silverware early in the season.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest, the McKenna Cup final wasn't mentioned yet because of the preparation for the last 3 games, but I'm sure Declan had in the back of his mind what he was going to do. We're going to prepare hard for this week. Whatever team goes out, they're going to go out to try and win the game. They're going to put in a massive performance. It's a final against their own. Listen, it's a big rivalry. They've got the upper hand in the last 2 championship games, and we're going to be looking to put the performance in to try to win the McKenna Cup. Whatever players take to the field wearing the Donegal jersey.